Welcome to Allegedly.
Yeah, Jackrabbit Slim.
Sorry.
You Wolfgang, whatever his name is.
I don't know. Puck?
No.
Wolfgang Mozart?
Yeah. I don't know who I'm saying.
Whatever.
Wolfgang
dude.
Jack. I think that was the name of a famous DJ.
Wolfgang Jack?
Maybe
dude?
I'm wrong.
That sounds like a new hand job, is what it sounds like.
Funny. I'll give you a point for that.
Oh, will you?
Even though I'm not doing points.
You're not keeping score today, bro. You know who is keeping score?
Who?
Joe Coy.
He is blowing. I mean, he's been around for a while. He's not blowing. No. He's been around for a while, but he's blowing up right now.
Blowing up, man. His Netflix special is taking him to another level right now.
Yeah, and, it's Live from Seattle, I think it's called.
Yep, if you haven't seen it, it's unbelievable. You, it's great. It's a family watch, even. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a little bit of language, but I mean, it's definitely something you and your wife can sit there and enjoy.
What do you test that to? Why do you think he is, it's just blowing up right now? Is it just every person has their day, or do you think this is just a really good special, or do you think the stars aligned?
I think this special looks really good. So mm-hmm. It looks beautiful for sure. Very well done. I think it's his crowd. I mean, I think he attracts a large Asian crowd. So he has
really?
That, you know, he has not an edge there, but you know, it's
because
somebody they
half,
can relate to.
He's half Filipino.
Yeah. Oh. And it's somebody that they can relate to, you know, or it's somebody, you know, you always want to see a champion of your ilk, I
right.
think a little bit,
right.
you know, but also because he's extremely funny.
Yeah.
And he's worked extremely hard. And I think that's it.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited to talk to him. He's a funny dude.
Yeah.
And I just came from getting some shots.
You did?
Yeah.
For what?
Because I'm going to Botswana.
Oh, God, dude.
And I got the typhoid shot. I got the tetanus shot. I got the rabies shot.
You
I got
have
the
all
Hep
that?
A shot. Yeah, I have them all.
Damn, and you look fine. No,
well, these are the antidotes, I guess.
Oh.
No, yeah, so I'm feeling perky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, you look fancy. Well, let's...
I feel weird, actually. I feel really strange.
Okay. I don't even know. I don't even know who you are right now.
I do. I've got all sorts of things surging inside me. And that's not the first time.
Yeah. Well, let's get Joe Coy in here so I don't have to be alone in here with you. Can you do that?
All right. We'll be right back.
All right. We'll be right back.
So, guys, we told you about this last week, right?
Yeah. And it's great.
What are we talking about?
I was just at home last night. I cut the stems, put them into a vase. You know it's vase, not vase?
No, I didn't know. But you're talking about your Bloom That Flowers, correct?
Yep. I got Bloom That Flowers because Mother's Day is coming up.
Yep.
Fast approaching. And here's the thing. You can get your mom some flowers from one of these other older flower companies that have been online forever. But there's a new company, and for the same prices, you're getting Bloom That.
Yes.
That's the company.
And be original.
Yeah.
Who wants to go with those old ones? This is a smaller company to support, but mm-hmm. B, they have a much more personal touch than a lot of these other companies.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of these other ones, they get their flowers in South America and Africa, and it takes them, they ship them on a boat because it's cheap, and then they put a plastic thingy around it, and then sometimes they don't even deliver the right thing that you asked for.
Yeah, it's not even the same thing you got on the website.
Because they ran out of it or something.
Yep. Bloom That, totally different. They cut the flowers right when you order.
Takes like 2 days to get to as opposed to whatever.
Yep.
And they last longer.
Yep, they last longer.
And you want something for your mom to last long, right?
Yeah, because here's the thing. Your mom can lie to you and be like, oh, yeah, they were great, the flowers you sent, right? But they're dead the next afternoon, or they're not even flowers. She gets poison ivy, you know? But with Bloom That, the life of the flowers isn't in transit of them getting to you. The life of the flowers is spent on your mom's table or wherever she chooses to put them. And they also, for our listeners, come with a beautiful vase.
Vase.
And...
Not vase.
Not vase.
Vase.
And a little goodie.
Yeah, a little box of caramels. Homemade caramels.
Homemade caramels. I've had them. They're good.
They are really good. They are good. This is like a $25 value that you will get for free.
Yep.
Just because you're a listener of Allegedly.
That's right. You go to BloomThat, BloomThat.com/Theo. That's BloomThat.com/Theo, Theo.
It's a very convenient, takes 2 minutes to order.
Yep.
You'll be very satisfied with everything, and it's huge savings. So,
yep. What you see is what you get. Go make mom happy, make your sister happy. I promise you, you will be thanked.
Make your father happy.
Yeah, that's true. Get them for your mans if you got a mans out there.
Yeah, why not?
You know, get them for daddy, even though it's Mother's Day.
why not?
So if you ever saw your dad in a dress, you know, and you didn't want to say anything, this is the time to bring that up.
BloomThat.com/Theo.
Thank you.
Back to the show.
All
All right, everybody, and welcome
We're 0 points for you, Matt.
Oh,
yeah, let's start
great.
That right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, now I try to start. All right, everybody, welcome to Allegedly.
Oh, Matt, I love
that.
What
a the
lot.
Heck? Just no,
I mean, just
match?
Right off the bat, I'm just saying.
Points.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to.
No.
You're digging a hole.
Wow. Well, I like my holes.
You sound do your straight voice. I want to hear Matt's really straight voice.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty straight.
Yeah, that's straight, yeah. Right?
All
right?
Yeah, yeah.
This is my gay voice. Just my regular voice. Oh, it's my gay voice because I'm gay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like your regular voice. That was cool.
He's other things, though, too, dude.
Yeah.
He's also nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah, what other adjectives would you pick to describe me? Keep going.
Anxious.
Okay.
Anxious.
Kind of the same.
Kindred.
Kindred?
Kindred?
Yeah.
What is that?
Mean?
That's like
kind.
Family?
It's
oh, like, kind.
It's like fancy. Of, it's like a fancy term for kind.
It's kind with red at the end.
Yeah.
Ah.
Kindred.
I don't think that's what it means.
And fancy. I'd say light.
I'm not fancy.
I like fancy.
Yeah.
I like fancy.
Yeah.
I don't even, this is my first time meeting you.
And yeah.
That's the first thing I thought. He's fancy.
He's kind of fancy, yeah.
Just the way he grabbed the notebook. I was like, that's pretty fancy. Yeah, he grabs it like that.
Yeah, fancy.
Hey, hey.
Fancy.
I'll go for it.
I'm Theo Von, and this is Matthew Cole Weiss, and that's the voice of Joe Coy, who is here with us today.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us, Joe
Coy. I'm so happy I'm finally here.
Dude, you must be so happy overall. Hot off of the new special, man. How do you feel right now?
They always said that Netflix takes it to that next level. And you don't know until you actually get on that platform,
right?
And man, it's been nonstop.
Yeah,
I mean, it aired March 28th. Yeah, March 28th, and we felt it right away.
Wow,
like literally just felt it. Like I can't even explain how it feels.
What do you
right
mean? Like, even just to getting this, calls like, or just
like yeah, attention? The social media just it's like just taking off. The rooms we're adding more to what we've already thought we were maxed out on. It's even more
yeah
than that. It's crazy, Theo.
Yeah.
It's nuts. I can't explain it.
That's awesome.
But I'm loving it.
Yeah.
And I don't want it to stop. So now it's like they say that window of opportunity, and it's like I'm holding it now. I'm just like, no, don't.
You're holding it open.
I'm holding it up, man. There's a couple times, you know, Theo, we've been offered those windows of opportunity. I don't know what it was, but we
you
fuck
think,
up.
You think something's gonna go or you have a great opportunity, your set doesn't hit as hard as you wanted.
Yeah,
the crowd isn't right.
Nope. That was the wrong venue. I picked the wrong spot. I held out for the wrong reason.
Yeah.
I said no to the wrong. Fuck that, man. I don't know if we could curse.
Yes,
or,
we could bloody curse.
But I don't want to do that anymore. Like, right now, I feel it. Like, I feel it. I feel it inside. I knew we made the right decision, a year and a half ago when we decided to do this ourselves. And I'm glad it's paying off.
So I want to hear, go on.
This was your third special?
This is my third one. But the first two were the Comedy Central, so I didn't really have a say in it. And, I lost all that content. I can't do anything with it.
Wow.
And it sucks, man. Because when you make that deal, initially, it's like, yeah, I want to be on Comedy Central. But you had no idea that these new platforms were coming and that there was going to be a whole new style of media.
Right.
You know what I mean? A whole new way of watching stuff. And that wasn't happening back then. So, yeah I gave it all away. And now there's these outlets that you can put this stuff on, and I can't do it, man. I have to beg Comedy Central to just give me snippets, and it sucks.
Really?
Man.
Oh, that sucks.
Man. It's because, they have their platform now.
Yeah.
And it's like they don't want to give their content out.
Yeah,
it's just,
They want to honor their side of their deals and populate their stuff. Did you feel, because you've done two specials.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of material.
Yeah.
I mean, and I think you work harder than anybody, especially on the road. Like, you're on the road a lot.
Yep.
I mean, honestly. I mean, how many weeks, honestly, would you say over a year are you on average?
I'll just tell you how many I'm not.
Right.
Probably four.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Four, maybe five.
Right. And you have a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it sucks because I missed a lot of my son's childhood. I was going through my Instagram the other day, and it's just like the most depressing thing you do is scroll down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And go backwards because it really started. You don't have a kid, Theo. But
no.
For me, it was just watching my son go right back into the womb.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And it started like hurting. Like, it's depressing. He's 14 now. And it was just like I was just looking at the ceiling and then looking at the picture and then reminiscing. Like, I could remember taking that picture. Hurts, man.
Yeah.
But the road is the reason why
you have a resurgence.
Is why he has a good life.
Right.
And I'm sad, but fuck, man, I missed a lot. I missed a lot.
And if, do you have that conversation with your son?
Yeah.
You do?
I tell him that. But he knows. He understands. I go, dude, you could have lived like me. You could have seen, you know, me a lot, but you're not going to have any of this shit. None of this shit you have here.
No shoes.
Yeah. One shoe. But not all of these shoes.
Yeah.
Do you have, that's hysterical. Do you have a least favorite and a favorite place that you tour to? Like, what's the worst place to go to? Like, what's
for me, Toledo, Ohio.
Wow, that's crazy you say that. It's always somewhere in the Ohios, man.
Yeah.
It's always the Ohios.
What's fucked up about Ohio?
Man, I'm going to say Dayton, bro.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
What's up with Ohio?
Okay, mine, I can tell you why Dayton is crazy for me.
Yeah.
Dayton feels like it was made by the government. Mm. These aren't real people living there. Mm. It's a science project. And
like a Michael
These people live here. And that's where they figure out how to live with regular society. And then finally they move on to other cities. But the conspiracy starts at Dayton, Ohio.
Wow.
And it's so funny because, you know, this is when I was taking Chris D'Elia on the road. Uh-huh. I took him on the road for about a year or so.
Wow.
Every city we go to, we're funny as shit.
Right.
We're two comics and we're in a city. If we go to a Starbucks, we're making everybody laugh there. We're making the people behind the counter. Everybody is... knows that Chris and Joe's there and they're laughing. Every restaurant we go, they're laughing. Miami, they're laughing. Everywhere they're laughing. All of a sudden we're in Dayton. No one's laughing at anything.
Right.
And Chris and I are like, no, we're fucking funny, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we're at a restaurant, no one's laughing. The guy picking us up to drive us to the gig, he's not laughing. And then finally, we're back in the room and we just start crying laughing. Me and Chris, we're like, maybe they're aliens. You know what I mean? And this is where the government, you know, makes aliens, you know, function with other humans here at Dayton.
It's a testing
and, yeah, to testing, yeah. And then eventually they move them into general population, you know, like they go to New York and all that. And we're fucking crying hysterically. It's so stupid. We're dying. So now fast forward to the guy picking us up to take us to the show, right? So I got the camera rolling and I'm in the back seat. Chris is in the front. And the guy picking me up, I go, any alien sightings here? And Chris is fucking crying. And then I start laughing, right? Because it's a totally inside joke, right? And this is what the guy says. He goes, yeah, you know there's Hangar 55 here. And now Chris and I just completely stop laughing. It's not even funny anymore. Like, what do you mean Hangar 55? Oh, well, you know, the Roswell crash, you know, the spaceship is stored here at Dayton, Ohio.
Wow.
And the conspiracy is that it's Hangar 55. And they do all the testing with the aliens here. Fucking Chris and I are like, what the fuck? We're looking at each other. We're like in shock. We get out of the car. We're like, I fucking told you, man. They're aliens, man.
Why was Toledo bad for you?
Because I just felt like a lot of people that just hadn't gotten their tetanus shot. Yeah. Didn't know.
Yeah.
Didn't have a big plan.
Yeah. I just got my tetanus shot today.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I literally just came from it.
Wow.
Because I'm going to Botswana.
Well, you have to get one again, or you never had one?
It expires every 6 years.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. So
oh,
if you're
fuck.
Going
well, I
somewhere...
need three of them.
I've
I need
got...
four of them.
You better
for
get
God's
the
sake.
Cream, bro.
Dude, right in here.
They
I got
tetanus cream now?
Bro, you better get the cream, bro.
Oh, shit.
I got typhoid in here.
What'd you brush your teeth with? Tetanus cream?
Typhoid?
Hep A? Typhoid? Tetanus. Rabies? Tetanus? Oh, it's all going
where
through
are you going?
Botswana.
Botswana.
Dude, I'm going to say this. Just
I think they oversold me, actually, in this place. They're like, you need this, you need that. Ching, 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 ching. $360. I was like, oh, okay.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a good time. You just need 90 shots in your asshole.
That was pretty much
it. And then it's fun after that.
Well, dude, I'm just going to say, if you stay off a Grindr in Botswana.
Yeah. Don't be on Grindr.
Stay off the gay dating. It's not safe. Matter of fact, I'd go straight in Africa.
Yeah. Just once.
Just
well, you know how it shows the location? Like, 450 feet away. Like, I have a feeling I turn a Grindr and it's like 18 miles away is the closest gay
17
person.
17 clicks away.
That's great. That's
just 9,000 steps into your favorite butthole.
So I have actually a question from one of our fans, Cameron Arnaldi. He's the one who makes our stuff.
Yeah, he makes some great JPEGs for us. This guy's a great artist.
Nice.
Do you feel pressure to have a new special now, like every year, or do you one up yourself, or is this like... What is the pressure after doing something like this?
I've always been that guy, though. I don't even care about the special. It's when I return to a city. That's my goal.
Wow.
So when I go back to Nashville, it's got to be a different act. And if it's not 100%, then I will at least ad-lib you know what I mean, and improvising.
Yeah.
Now, do you feel like sometimes you'll give them some of the hits? I mean, you got to drop a hit out there every now and then if there's already a previous hit, really?
No, I won't.
Huh.
Nope. Can't. Huh,
really?
Yeah. I don't even enjoy doing it.
Right.
I don't. Now, and what sucks is because it's like a catch 22 where they yell it out when I walk out and it drives me crazy.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. Joseph.
Yeah.
Do the Wii. I'm like, fucking, no one is even playing the Wii anymore.
Yeah.
And I got so much, I don't know. I love to write. My son's 14 and it's like, you know, when he does something, I immediately have to go up on stage and do it. I have to.
Yeah.
Just say it.
Yeah.
No,
Just
get it out.
Does your son like being in your act?
Yeah, especially now that Netflix is pushing it. He didn't really get it with Comedy Central. One, he was young, and two, no one watches Comedy Central. Especially in his demo.
Yeah.
So he wasn't really getting it. It was just a lot of creepy old people going, "Hey, is that Ting Ting?" And then my son's like, "Who the fuck are you?" Like, that's not like, "Yeah, it's me, but who are you?" You know what I mean? But now with Netflix, everyone's got it at his school.
Yeah.
So he's like king shit at his school right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's like he goes to like this cool school with all these like celebrity, you know, dads and moms. You know what I mean? So it's like it's extra cool when Mrs. Universe is snapping little Joe's dad. You know what I mean? Like it's the coolest thing. And he's showing me. He's like, "Look." Well, his friend Mark, his mom is Miss Universe.
Wow.
Ex-Miss Universe. He's like, "His mom is, look, she just posted you on Netflix," so it makes him feel cool. Karan Butler's daughter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like cool people. Mark Anthony's son.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like.
That's crazy, dude.
The Prison Break guy. I only know it's Gus Purcell's dad. I just know the guy, the lead in Prison Break.
The Dominic.
Dominic. That's it. That's his dad. Yeah. Dominic Purcell. Yeah. Fuck. He was king shit for 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
All I heard was my son bragging about Dominic Purcell. Oh, Gus's dad.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the shit, dad. Prison Break's coming out. Why can't you be on Netflix, dad, like Dominic? Like, can Dominic tell a fucking joke, man? Fuck you, Dominic, until I see Dominic. Like, hey, how are you doing? Big fan, bro. Me and my son love you. But when I first did the joke about, you know, him playing with himself, I remember going up on stage and saying it, and he was on the side of the stage. And I remember coming off the stage and just like apologizing to him because it didn't really hit me because it was my first time performing it in front of him.
Yeah.
And then I saw him and it's just like I could tell that it kind of hurt his feelings, like he felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I was like apologizing at the end of the show. I was like, "I'm so sorry." I was like, "You know, they're just jokes, Joe."
To your son.
Yeah. And then I was like, "Oh, I got to make fun. I got to tell me. I got to say me. I also do it."
Right.
You know what I mean? Like if I'm going to make fun of him, then I got to make fun of me. Like I do it. And not only do you do it, but I did it worse.
Right.
I'm more nasty than you.
Right.
I'm more disgusting than you.
Does that make it more uncomfortable?
No, he loves it. Like when I did that, that's when it was like it changed. It was like, "Yeah, yeah." When I told the story about me and then he gets off on that. He loves it.
Literally.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean it like that, but yeah, he appreciates it more that I can make fun of myself as well as other people, I guess. Yeah. Am I saying that right? I don't know. But.
And did you, like, so you had done two specials with Comedy Central, right? And did you feel like that your career was kind of like at a plateau or something? I mean, did you feel like, I mean, because you've been doing comedy for how long?
This is 28th year.
Yeah.
28 years. Yeah.
So did you, I mean, what were some of those feelings there? Because you have to, I mean, I would feel at 28 years like this, you know, and you've had a great career, you know, but that this is...
I felt like it was plateauing, but it was a beautiful plateau.
Right.
You know, I took Chris D'Elia on the road and, you know, and then Chris just took off. Like, I mean, when I got him, he was like about 2 years in, I think, or maybe 3 years, maybe.
Yeah, and he's great.
And then all of a sudden, he blew up, you know, and here I am going, fuck, this is my 23rd year. What the fuck's going on, man? I'm the one that let him go on the road with me. Where's my show? But I could have went that route, but I didn't. You know, I was like, "Yo, congratulating him. Good job, man."
Yeah,
because I knew it's gonna happen. It's eventually gonna happen.
Yeah,
it stopped. The dream stops when you stop dreaming. As cheesy as that sounds, right?
Like, no, well, look. I mean, you're somebody who you know. Like, I think there's not a lot of people you can ask. You know, than somebody who's been doing comedy for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And who's had some, I mean, that's a lot of highs and lows. And
you
feel them solely because you're the fucking instrument.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you feel it immediately.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I gotta go back on the road again. My son has to go to private school.
Miss Universe.
I don't want him to. Yeah.
Why'd you start him in private school? What a horrible start.
I did it. I had him in a public school.
Yeah.
Homeschool. I don't want to give this guy. Yeah. Oh, I want to do that so bad.
Homeschool.
Homeschool is where it's at.
Dude, yeah.
It is, huh?
Yeah, you grade him.
Imagine all the material you can get.
Holy shit.
So 1 year homeschool, imagine. That would be a whole new hour.
Oh my god. And you know how smart he would be?
Yeah.
Man, fucking dumb. Completely dumb. Begging to go back to school.
What do Guardians of the Galaxy, Star Wars, Goonies, Jurassic Park, Wolverine, what do they all have in common?
They are all names of all men's dance dance review companies.
Maybe, okay. But no, I'm talking about you can get all that memorabilia from those franchises if you go to lootcrate.com.
Yeah.
Loot Crate is a subscription service where they send you a box each month with one-of-a-kind, unique kind of souvenirs.
Yep, memorabilia, nostalgia.
For some of the biggest, hottest franchises
right,
around.
Jurassic Park, Goonies.
Yeah, exactly. And they have figurines, and they have like signs and t-shirts and things like that, and it's a surprise. You don't know what's coming each month. And
oh,
it's
nice.
It's themed.
Right.
You know, that last month's theme was like, this month's theme is Guardians. Last month's theme was Investigation. Mm. And then the theme before that was like Primal.
Ooh.
And so it's great for kids, I think. Yeah. All kids love these movies, right? They love these big Hollywood movies.
Yeah, if you love nostalgia, I think, as well. If you like memorabilia, if you like conversation pieces,
yeah.
You know?
I've got mine on my desk.
Yeah?
I have a little Wolverine statuette, and guess what? People freaking love it. Everybody comments on it.
Wow.
Oh, look at that. That's really cool. And it's actually really well made and really cool, so it stands out.
Yeah. And that's lootcrate.com. It's basically like getting a time capsule. It's like things you probably weren't maybe thinking of, but maybe things that you would maybe dream of. Like just, it kind of opens you up to adventure, I would say.
It's an over $45 value. Mm. You know that. For less than $20 a month.
Wow.
And you have until the 19th of each month at 9 p.m. to subscribe and receive that month's crate. And when that cutoff happens, it's over.
That's right. It's limited time only, and you can
so get in now because we're about to hit the 19th. Well, we're close to the 19th.
That's true. Get in now, and that's at lootcrate.com/allegedly, and the code is Theo.
Yes, and you get 10% off.
Ooh.
10% off the subscription just for our Allegedly listeners. If you go to lootcrate.com/allegedly and enter the code Theo.
So if you know someone that's a movie buff or a memorabilia buff, nostalgia, if you love like curios and figurines and rare pieces that you couldn't get anywhere else, lootcrate.com/allegedly, A-L-L-E-G-E-D-L-Y, and then your code is Theo.
And you know what? It's a great gift.
Yep.
I just got one from my little cousin.
Oh.
He's going to open the box every month, and he loves this sort of stuff, like dinosaurs, Jurassic Park, and whatever. He's going to love it.
I'll be your little cousin.
Okay.
Oh, good. Where's my loot crate? Where's my loot crate?
So we're talking about your special Live from Seattle, yeah. Which was released in March.
Yeah.
Question, filming a special, how long does that take? And do you get to like populate it with like people who you know are going to laugh sort of thing?
No, that, I mean.
For people unfamiliar, like, do you film like
I've been really, really blessed to not have to worry about selling tickets, man. It's like, it's been great. It's been a great ride. And so when we did the special, like that was the first note I said. I was like, no seat fillers, man. Like this is
that's awesome.
Yeah, man. We're going to Seattle and we're gonna do two shows and we're gonna sell every fucking ticket. That's how we're gonna do it. And
so
we sold every
two
ticket.
Shows,
yeah,
and then combine it into one for the special. I see.
Yeah. Well, no, I had pneumonia, so we cut nothing from the second fucking show.
Wow.
Yeah, I had like it was bad.
Really?
Yeah, we had a doctor come to the room and give me steroids and all
really?
That. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was
you
bad.
Can't cancel it.
You can hear it too. Oh no, we can't cancel.
Yeah, you can't cancel it.
But I remember I wasn't talking the night before, and I was just like, I need something, man, because this is gonna be awful. But then I got my mindset. I was like, oh fuck it, I'll just one night, I'll just go out there and just give what I can, you know what I mean? The raspy voice or whatever. And Brittany, she works on my management team. She was like, oh, we can get some steroids in you. Well, there's drugs out there that will knock it out, at least temporarily. And so we called this doctor like online, and he comes to your room. It's just real creepy. He actually had like the leather, that little, yeah, the doctor bag that folds open. And, yeah, he had that and came in and prescribed me all this shit, man. And oh man, it was amazing.
What was it like for you seeing your like billboard?
That was crazy.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've never been on a billboard.
Yeah, I had the first two at Comedy Central. They always put it right here,
right
on Sunset. But that Netflix one, man.
Yeah, I saw that one.
It felt good.
It looks nice, huh?
Yeah.
Did you just drive by it a couple times just to take it in?
One time I drove and stopped. Yeah. Drove and stopped. Really appreciated it, man.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I like that.
Took a picture underneath it. I was about to post it, and I was like, nah, that's a little cheesy. Let's just save that for the house.
And now if people want to go see you, they can go to joecoy.com, correct?
Yeah.
And get the dates, because you're touring the nation currently? Yeah obviously. Always. If you're only
forever.
Off for four weeks, man. It's like endlessly touring.
So probably about 2040, Joe will be on the road.
Yeah.
So
I'll probably retire.
Yeah.
I'll retire and still do stand-up. Is that stupid?
That's not retiring, Joe.
Yeah. I'm done with stand-up.
I think somebody explained to you.
Come see me live Wednesday night. But I'm not going out on Friday. I'm retired.
What's the worst part, aside from being away from your family, what's the shittiest part of being on the road as a comedian?
No matter how many perks I get, it still seems to kill me is flying, man. I fly first class everywhere I go. I fly every week, and I have TSA approved.
Oh, you know what
I
mean?
And I fly, it's not much to get that. You know what I mean?
Are you really on Delta? What are you on?
I fly Delta. TSA is fickle with giving me my approved.
No.
So it's like, what are you talking? I fly every week, and I'm first class. Like, just give me my TSA approved, man.
Yeah, if I'm going to bomb something, I'm at least going to fly coach. I'm not going to spend an extra.
Row 26F, middle seat. They deserve to die. Not first class, man.
It's a bigger radius. More people around there than just in the first.
Dude, they had a comedian used to tell a joke. He said that turbulence is just a button that they press in first class.
That's funny.
Hey, make them shake in their seats.
Everybody's having trouble with airlines these days, though. United's had gone through a lot recently.
Oh, I sat next to, I got the front the other day, and the guys on there were like a couple of, kind of tender gentlemen, the guys that were flight attendants.
What do you mean?
Young homosexual gentlemen.
Okay.
And
tender?
I mean, they were tender, and they were playing like
were they a little drinking?
Yeah, they were drinking.
Yeah.
Like in the distance.
Was that Virgin?
Were you a Virgin? Delta.
Oh, Delta.
And I was like, these guys are partying. Yeah. And like, there was nobody gave a fuck about the people on the flight. And like, then the guy finally came back, and he was like, it was almost like I pulled him away from a party to get some fucking crackers.
You know what they call gay flight attendants?
What is it?
Trolley dollies.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that?
I think because it's like your bag or something is like the I don't know. I've just heard the term.
I love the fact that you're pretending you don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know.
You're really selling it.
Trolley
dollies. I don't know. I guess it's because they're pulling. Whatever. That's what I heard through the grapevine.
Now, Joe, you also are a restaurateur?
Yeah.
Are you really, Joe? I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Uh-uh.
I own a restaurant.
Really? Let me guess what it is, though. Is it a chain restaurant?
Like Fridays?
It's a very small chain. There's only six of them.
Oh, really?
So it's a franchise.
Okay, is it... I'm never going to be able to guess it.
No.
Ooh, is it...
But I like watching you bite your thumbnail.
Tony Roma's?
How funny that you said that. Because my son, I dropped him off at school. We pulled in front of Tony Roma's. And he goes, what's Tony Roma's? And I'm like, it's...
I don't know what it is.
He retired from football. Now he's doing barbecue.
He was a football player?
Wait, Tony Romo's a real person?
It's Tony Romo.
Oh.
But, my son laughed because he has no idea what Tony Roma's is. It's to him, that is the stupidest name for a restaurant. And I was telling him, I was like, bro, this is where you take dates back when I was young. This is when you showed a girl that you were rich.
Tony Romo's? You
know what I mean? We had Pizza Hut.
Are you kidding me? Full rack, man. Get a full rack.
Wow, yeah.
Not a half slab. Full rack, bitch. Suck my dick tonight. And a baked potato.
Thank you, Tony. Wow. Well, why don't you tell us about your restaurant?
Mine's a Yoje. It's a Japanese shabu shabu.
Really?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Yoje.
Yeah. You ever play Vegas? Do you play it a lot?
I'm going this summer.
Okay, would you go? Please go to my restaurant. All on me. Everything.
Whoa, I'm going to Vegas too.
Yeah.
Now I am.
I'll let you have the bar, whatever you want, man. Drink.
I don't drink.
Eat. You don't?
So
neither
eat.
Do I.
You don't?
No.
So I'll eat.
All right, I'll do it all.
Yeah.
I'll do all the drinking for us.
Okay.
You guys go on the road together?
Nuh-uh.
No.
We could, though.
We could.
Matt will gamble, and he'll
I do love to gamble.
He'll sleep in my room for free, I bet.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
His brother will. His brother doesn't pay rent.
Only if there's one bed.
Do you feel like now, so you have to make new material, but do you worry, though, like by putting yourself on this like year schedule that you're going to create weak material? Because I see some comedians coming out with specials fast now.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
A little weak. A little weak.
Just give it more time. So at least you, even if the special doesn't do well, at least you are doing material. At least you're doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know? Some of them, it's almost just like, look at me for an hour.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Not fun to watch either.
Yeah.
There's one specifically that I just watched.
Matt's talking about Amy Schumer's.
Yes.
And that's okay.
I did.
Sorry.
There's a few that I'm like, oh, that was rushed.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cameras just happened to be there, I guess. Yeah. But, I'll never do that. I'm not going to agree to something that I'm not ready for.
So then what is next for you? Other than
another
touring,
special.
Another special.
Yeah, I want that. I want to go back to back on this one.
Yeah.
Because it's been 5 years since Lights Out. That was the one. And I have so much material. Right.
So you're ready.
Yeah, man, I'm ready. And I love the new stuff that I'm talking about now. And I went up last night and I was just like, wow, this is good stuff right here.
That's
I
good. Want it.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's a good feeling.
Yeah.
I also saw
about 15 months. I'll give myself 15 months.
Yeah. Back on Netflix, you want?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want it. Yeah.
And then they already approached you to say we're ready?
Not yet, but right. I mean.
You think so. You would hope.
Yeah.
You would imagine what happened.
Yeah, this was a great. Hit. Yeah, this was fun.
That's awesome.
I know that you go to, I mean, aside from the school, do you run into celebs out here?
Yeah,
like
Joe,
a lot?
What's something weird?
Do they come up to you?
To me?
Like, yeah.
No.
Fans? No. No.
Oh, like fans?
Celebrity fans.
That was kind of cool. I thought I think the two coolest celebrity fans would be, I don't know if you guys listen, but I'm a big R&B guy. Mm-hmm. And Music Soulchild.
Mm-hmm. I love
Music Soulchild. And, somehow got in touch with somebody in my group, and next thing you know, he's at my show.
Wow.
And I was just like, my mouth just dropped, because it's like, I remember talking about doing stand-up and listening to, music. You know what I mean? Just like talking to people about, hey, you got to come see me at, you know, do an open mic. And then all of a sudden, it's like, I'm playing Music Soulchild.
And you said two.
Oh, Big Boy from Outkast.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Which was way out of left field for me.
Yeah.
Because he tweeted it out. He was like, he went to see like the huge radio show. It was like Chappelle, me, Chris Tucker, Kat, Gabe.
Wow.
And then he was like, this kid, Joe Coy, man, killed it tonight. Mm-hmm. And of course, I immediately just DM'd him.
Yeah. Did he write you back?
Yeah, we've been friends ever since,
oh,
man.
That's cool.
Yeah, we talk.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
it's
the coolest thing, man. So
interesting.
So, by the way, you said engaged. When are you getting married?
We don't know yet. We haven't put that date out. But
are you excited?
But I've known her for a long time.
It's a woman, yeah.
Yeah, it is a woman. Yes.
you never know.
Yeah.
You're right.
10 years. 10 years I've known her.
Wow. So,
off and on, off and on, off and on. And then finally we just looked at each other like, what are we doing? This is stupid. Like,
yeah.
We love each other. Let's do this.
So no rush to get married.
Well, no, we'll get married, but there's just no date right now.
Gotcha.
We're enjoying what's happening right now.
And is it tough? What's the toughest thing about holding a relationship down with your schedule? For
I
you?
Think we both get it. I think she understands my life, and now she's going to be going on the road with me more.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Theo, it's fucking, it's lonely out there, man. It's not fun, man.
It's the dark arts. That's all that's out there for you at a certain point is just the dark arts, man.
Yeah.
Does she get jealous of, like,
no.
women?
No, no.
I would imagine.
I mean, she'll say stuff, but she's secure.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. But, I mean, she'll say stuff, but she's totally.
And is she Filipino or not?
She knows she's hot. Not blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde white.
Yep, all the ethnicities, they go for the blonde white girls.
Yeah, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. I like the blonde white girls.
Yeah, you do?
Well, I mean, if I was going to go for a girl, it would be a blonde white girl.
Really?
I think so.
Wow, who would it be?
Like Amber Heard or Sienna Miller, like that. That's,
Tia Leone?
No. No, but she would be a great
friend.
Oh,
what about Hemingway, Mariel Hemingway?
Maybe a few years back.
Oh, come on.
Perhaps.
Gina Davis, maybe?
Ooh, I don't think ever.
Really?
Not
Gina
a blonde.
Davis?
Not a blonde.
She's hot, huh?
Wait, Gina Davis? That's not a blonde.
No.
She's like a light hair.
Theo doesn't know what he's talking about half
the
time.
What are you talking about, Theo?
That's old television, dude. You guys are pieces of shit.
Was it black and white?
Yeah. So here's a question. You dropped out of school, correct?
Out of college.
Of college. Yeah. What, to do comedy?
Yeah.
What would you do if your son said to you, I want to drop out to do comedy?
Yeah, do it. I want him to do it now. Drop out of school now.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Would you take your
son? Never hear that.
Oh, I'd love it.
Why?
Because it's, if you love it and you're passionate about it, like, what the fuck is school?
Yeah.
School's not going to teach you that.
Well.
No one taught Chappelle how to go up on stage at 14. No one taught Eddie how to go up at 13. Like, those guys are geniuses at their craft. They loved it. They believed it. And they went up.
Huh. You seem like a cool dad then.
So if he came to you and said that, you'd be like, that's fine?
Yeah. In a heartbeat. Go on the road with me. Open for me.
Would you learn it? Would you make him get some material together first before you open for you?
I would let him do it the same way I do it. Just walk up and tell your story. Figure it out. Figure out the you know what I mean? I loved the art of storytelling. Like, I loved Cosby. You know, I loved Eddie Murphy when he talked about Aunt Bunny and Uncle Gus.
Yeah.
I loved Ray Romano. I love that. That's my genre of stand-up. That's what I gravitated the most, and when I started doing stand up, that's when I started telling stories. You know, I was doing, when I first started, I was doing the jokes, the hacky jokes, whatever. But then when I started figuring out my voice and my son was born and I knew that I needed to talk about my mom, but I wanted to do it in a different way. I wanted to tell the stories instead of doing the differences. You know what I mean? And then really like hatch it down, like on this special, it was just like I really had to like dig deep and tell some personal shit, and I loved it. I loved talking about my sister getting kicked out at 18, and you know, and seeing my sister high five me and tell me that she texted her ex boyfriend, because I talk about, you know, Brian, you know, when she got kicked out and moved in with Brian, and then she was sitting next to me when it premiered, because we watched it together when it came out on Netflix, and she high fived me and she kind of teary eyed, and then she showed me the text. She goes, I text Brian and showed him this. I told him that you talked about me on the special, and it was just like, you know what I mean? She's 50 now, like, you know what I mean? But 32 years ago, that was a big thing in our life. Like, that was a fucking horrible moment in our life when my mom and her got into a fist fight in the living room, and she kicked my sister out. And here I am talking about it on stage, trying to make it funny.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I had to dig deep for that, but it was cool to see that and make it a joke and turn it into joke form. You know what I mean? Like, it had all the elements of a joke. And I want my son to do that. Like, if he were to do stand up, I would love him to do the storytelling. That would be my only thing. But if he were to do any other style, then he could do puppets. I don't give a fuck.
Oh man, my mother makes me laugh, dude. Oh, she's always flossing her teeth. Beautiful teeth, but she flosses them probably about 5 or 6 hours a day, and it makes me chuckle. So I'm excited to get to spend some time with her this weekend for Mother's Day. And this Mother's Day, I got a deal for you. That's right. There's still time to send your mother Sherry's berries. Who's Sherry, you ask? Can't tell you that, but I can tell you that she has huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99 plus shipping. Think about your mom. Think about her putting some beautiful berries into her face. Yep, that's what I'm talking about. And you can double the berries for just $10 more. So that way, if your lazy dad or stepdad, you know, wants to get all weird with his mustache and have a little bit of Sherry's berries for himself, he can do that without creeping any of mom's stash. You can pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious or your money back. These are Sherry's berries. Sherry got the big old berries. Say what? Sherry's berries are huge, sweet, juicy, and covered in decadent toppings. Chocolate chips, chocolate nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. The only way to get this amazing berries deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. berries.com. And you click on the microphone in the top right corner and use our code allegedly. Allegedly. That's berries.com. berries.com. Allegedly.com and code allegedly when you click on the microphone in the top right corner. It's an amazing deal. Hook your mother up now. Don't buy her some berries in September, okay? Doesn't count. Get them now. Don't get her that late Christmas slash Mother's Day gift. Get her Mother's Day gift this weekend on Mother's Day when it counts. Get your berries delivered. Berries.com. Click on the microphone. Allegedly is your code, and we will get them to you. Sherry's Berries, you're going to love them. Mm. What about this, though? Would you have another child? Was there any more good seed inside
of
Jokoi? Okay.
Yeah.
So we can expect.
Love it.
So we can expect
several kids.
Okay, so we can expect new specials and new children.
It's going to have a whole tour of them all opening for them.
The Kois?
It's going to be called Meet the Kois.
Meet the Kois. But before we wrap it up, I got two more. One.
Oh, that's going to give you a zero. Wrap it up. What the fuck is wrap it up?
One.
Come on.
Okay, we can you know
what? You know what? I am going to give you 100 points because I like you.
Thank you.
Like you. You're likable.
He is likable.
You're very likable.
Thanks.
You have a smile on your face, mm-hmm. even when it's a depressing thing that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think you have a forever grin. Am I right?
Except for when I'm crying. Which also happens late
at
night.
I still
a lot
see
of time.
A fucking smile when he's crying.
I've seen him cry.
I see it
in his car before.
Have you?
Yeah.
You've seen him
pretty
cry.
Sad looking. Yeah.
I cry a little bit a lot.
He doesn't cry. Yeah. He definitely cries like
because
a sad
it builds
man.
Up yeah. and then it just all comes out.
Yeah.
And then I don't even realize what I'm crying about. And
his head turns a little red when he
pops. Pop a
does
couple
he?
Pills yeah, and I'm good.
Yeah. But he also uses a squatty potty when he goes to the restroom.
I use a squatty potty.
Squatty potties are great.
And I'm
they're
thinking
amazing.
About getting one. I'm thinking about getting one. We should get sponsored by them.
Yeah, that'd my God. Great.
They would love to sponsor you.
Yeah.
It was so funny because the guy that actually invented it, I don't know if he might be full of shit, but the guy that invented it.
Not anymore.
Bro. Yeah, that's funny.
Oh, sorry, it was easy.
God, that's another 100 points. Yeah. No, it was easy, but I didn't go for it.
But it's deserving because the squatty potty really just empties you out. It's just like gravity just pulling stuff out of
your
butt.
Yeah, it pulls it out. It moves your butthole in an angle to where mm-hmm. it just slides out.
Yeah, because God really built kind of a faulty shaft.
Yeah, it is. What it is, okay, you ever see those slides and then right at the end it just shoots you up?
Yeah, you're like, whoa.
But it's not that fun.
Yeah.
The slide could have just, you could have just went right into the water, but for some reason, whoever designed it was like, I'm going to throw a little ramp at the end.
Yeah.
You end up breaking your butthole at the pool.
Yeah.
That's our buttholes.
Yeah.
I don't think
the
you can.
The squatty potty. Levels that out.
I don't think you could break your butthole. Can you?
I don't know, bud.
No, I probably have more experience in this arena than you guys do.
Yeah, that is true.
Who has the best buttholes? I want to know out there. If you've been involved with different ethnicities there, Matthew, I got to ask you this.
That's inappropriate.
Oh, that is?
Out of everything.
I can't answer that.
Yeah.
Who has the most stylish balloon knot, if you will?
Well, Asians have a lot of straight hair down there. It's all very straight.
Oh, wow.
Fine.
That's very romantic almost, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
All right, moving on. One of my two questions was...
So Vietnamese.
Yeah. The hair just dances.
Yeah.
Like if the ceiling fan's on, it just kind of dances.
My first question of the two is...
Like tall grass. Like tall grass.
That's what I'm seeing. Yeah.
It's like reeds on the in a swamp.
I feel like I'm going down
the Mekong
Delta.
You're just running.
Yeah.
You're running through it.
Okay, we good?
Yeah.
All right. Good. My first question of the two is, you've done 100 episodes or so of Chelsea lately, right? We've had a lot of Chelsea people in here, and we've gotten mixed kind of comments about her. What was your experience with Chelsea like, and are you still cool, and is she supportive of you and that sort of stuff?
No, I haven't talked to her since.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
Yeah, when she said goodnight, she was talking to all of us. Good night. Have a nice day, you guys. Good life.
That's what I get. You did Chelsea once, right?
Yeah, I did Chelsea once. You were on the episode I was on, actually.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
It was a good episode.
I was super nervous, actually.
Yeah. In fact, that was the episode you told me about. Oh, no. That was another. That was the Josh Wolf show.
Yeah, Josh Wolf show.
But yeah, Chelsea was, the cool thing about Chelsea is I met Chelsea through John Lovitz. So John had like this show every Wednesday night at the Laugh Factory, and I was opening for him. Right. And then he was like, you have to meet Chelsea Handler. She's hysterical.
That's pretty good.
She's my only friend on MySpace. And it literally was. If he went to his MySpace page, his only friend was like Tom and Chelsea Handler. Right. And then and he's like, she's going to start opening for us. You have to meet her. She's hysterical. And then next thing you know, she's on this show with us every Wednesday. And then we became friends, and she was like, I want you to be on my show. I got this show and blah, 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 and I want you to be my Asian sidekick. And I was going to meetings.
And you're Asian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she wanted me to be like part of the show, like part of the show. And,
right.
And went to a couple dinner meetings and met the producers and all that. And then I got that deal with Comedy Central. And I was like, I remember telling Chelsea, I was like, I can't do it. And she, I wish I had it on tape, but her cursing me out on the phone.
Wow.
Like this is like, this is before everyone else knew Chelsea because the show was even out yet.
Right.
So this is her just cursing me out. That's how this woman, she knew what was going to happen. Like, right. She was so ahead of her time, man. But she was just like, you fucking idiot. You're so stupid. Yeah, go and listen to your agents. Yeah, they're going to lead you the right way. This show's going to be a fucking hit. You're going to turn this down. You're a fucking idiot. Stupid mistake. Blah, blah, blah. It hangs up on me. And I just remember looking at the phone going, like, oh, shit. Like, did I fuck up? Like, right. I don't know. but I had a deal. Like, right. But for some reason, I'm feeling bad. Like, I think I made the wrong choice. And I made the wrong choice because her show blew up and mine didn't get picked up. Mm. And now I'm sitting at home and I'm just like watching this show blow up on E. And then I finally got the phone call from Michael Cox and Chelsea wants you on. And next thing you know, it went from once a month to once every other week. And then once a week I was on the show. I was on it so much. It was like to the point where everyone thought I was part of this.
Right.
Cast, but I wasn't part of the cast at all. It was just I was on it every damn week.
Yeah,
every Tuesday was like my spot.
She sounds like a tough cookie.
Oh, man. She was, but she knew what she wanted. And you know, we had these meetings before, like the beginning of Chelsea Lately. She would come into the green room and she would like go over everybody's jokes. All right, what do you have for this topic? What do you have for that topic? And then it got to the point where she just knew the panel so well that she knew that the banter is what drove it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, just seeing this whole thing develop before our eyes because she couldn't even beg a celebrity to come on. She couldn't even get a celebrity interview. She couldn't even get an artist to come on and promote their CD or whatever. Like, she couldn't get anybody to come on this show to the point where it was like people were begging to be on the show. Wow. Like, it got to the point where it was like, she was telling people. Yeah, Jim Carrey wants to be on. Maybe October. It was like that. I'm exaggerating,
right?
But it was that level, man. Wow. That show was so powerful, man. And I got to see all of it. I got to see it blow up right before my eyes.
Wow.
And Chelsea knew. She knew. So more power to her. She was powerful. A bitch, but she knew what she wanted, man. Right. She knew
what
she
wanted. She was a driven bitch.
Oh, man. She was focused. She knew. She really did know.
My second question
is. And she gave the best Christmas presents.
Ooh. Pray
tell. Did any of them tell you that?
No.
Oh, my God. What assholes, man.
Yeah, I want to hear about Tesla? That.
Did you have them all? No, I mean, they were great gifts, man.
Like a one nice year lamp was a, or something?
No, nah, man. Like I remember when the PS4s came out. She gave everybody a PS4. Oh, that's nice. 1 year, she gave us all like this because she loves ping pong. She gave like the best ping pong table. Like it was like the best one that money could buy. Wow. And then if you wanted the outdoor ping pong, it was only $100 more. So she was like, you can get the outdoor one. You know, it's indoor, outdoor, and that's $100 more. But this one is the one I have, and that's what she gave. But it was like this beautiful. I still have it. It came with Chelsea Lately ping pong. She gave us an Amazon. Like, I still have it. Like, my Amazon Prime, she gave that.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow,
she gave great gifts, man.
So Chelsea's still paying for your Amazon Prime?
No. But I remember when she gave us all that. It was cool, man.
Oh, that's really cool.
Great gifts, man.
That's nice.
She's very giving.
That's cool.
Very giving.
That's a rewarding thing to hear.
My second question, which I guess could be to both of you, because I don't have a special, but have either of you like made love to your special when it was on?
So funny. And my fiance and I, we knocked that
copulated
one out.
I knew it.
I made sure to play the special and then just kind of look at her like, I think it's go time.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, there's got to be
Netflix
two.
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, there's got to be two of us in this room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the
give us what we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time, were you listening to like the jokes and stuff too?
Yeah,
and be like,
they were in the background. Yeah. Yeah. Making love and going, this is my favorite part right here. I wrote this one at Dayton.
Theo, have you ever had your special on and
Netflix
made love
and children? I wonder if any children have been consumed during Netflix and chill.
Consumed or conceived?
Conceived.
Conceived. Consumed. They're just eating children.
Maybe in Dayton, Ohio. Yeah. Perhaps. Have you ever had yours on? Probably by yourself.
I think so. I don't know if I masturbated to my special, but I'm sure I'll probably copulate with a couple of sixes or sevens.
Yeah.
A couple of busted chicks in their mouth on the internet.
I'm trying to impress them by
asking. I'm going to give him 100 points on that question.
That's a good question.
But then I'm going to give you 50.
Have you ever met baby Jessica? That's my final question.
Baby Jessica.
The one who fell
she's
down.
She's doing
the,
well.
No, she fell down the well.
But she's also doing well. I saw an update on her recently.
That's funny.
Because she kind of just fell off the face of the earth. You know?
Well, literally.
Tell us the weirdest celebrity that you have met.
Oh, my God.
Or one you just never expected.
All right, here. I'm going to tell you. This is the craziest night ever.
Yes.
Of all time.
Yes.
Okay, and it's with John Lovitz. And we get done with the show.
Are you going to do his voice?
If you want me to, I will.
I do.
He goes, let's go eat at my restaurant. He has a restaurant. I don't know if he still has this restaurant.
It's a Tony Roma's.
It's a Tony Roma's. It's at the end of a... No, he has this restaurant at the end of a Melrose here. It's just covered in bushes. It doesn't even have a name or anything. It's just bushes, right? But I guess he owns a percentage of the thing. And he goes, I want you to eat. Let's go to my restaurant. I have a restaurant. I'm like, all right, cool. So we go to this restaurant. It's the craziest night, man. So we pull into this restaurant. And Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey were married at this time.
Oh, wow.
I guess.
We're going back.
So, and I just did a show, and Nick Lachey saw me. So I guess I'm still fresh in his head. And I'm standing next to John, and everyone's walking up to John taking pictures. He goes, someday you'll be able to do this, Joe. Take pictures with fans. And he's taking pictures in front of me and stuff. And everyone's laughing. I'm taking pictures, you know, hold the camera and taking pictures of him. And then Nick Lachey walks up to me. Say, hey, Joe Coy, man, we loved you, man. Me and Jesse loved you and all that shit. And I'm like, and I looked at John, I'm like, Nick Lachey, asshole. Right? Jessica Simpson's in the bathroom. She'll be out to compliment me in a second. And she came out and said, oh, Joe Coy, hi. And so got to say that to John.
Wow. Right?
So Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey greet me in front of John. And John's like, oh, big deal, whatever. Right? The night is not over. So they leave. Now we sit down at the dinner table. Now we're eating, right? This shit just gets worse, right? So, fucking. Oh, by the way, in the news, Andy Dick and him just got into a fight.
Gotcha.
You remember that?
Yes.
It was a big thing at the Laugh Factory. Yes. So that took place, which I was also at.
Right.
I saw that take place. Weird shit. So all this shit is weird, right? So now we're sitting down, we're eating, and then this chick just turns around and looks at John like, oh my God. Blah, blah, blah. She says her name. I'll make up a name. Stephanie. He's like, oh, hi, Stephanie. John, Jose Canseco's wife. Whatever. I don't know if it's wife or girlfriend. And he's like, oh yeah, Jose Canseco's wife. Hi, how are you? And then all of a sudden, Jose Canseco was in the bathroom. Yeah. I don't know why they're always
everybody's
in the bathroom, but they're making entrances this way. And he says that he's massive.
Yeah.
Massive. And this is during the time he put that book out.
Right.
Remember? About
the book
calling
everybody
out.
Steroids.
Yeah. And he's just this massive dude. He's tan. His hairline looks fucked up. He just looks weird. Sits down and he buys us apple martinis. It's the weirdest shit.
And boysenberry pies.
And John and I don't drink, right? Yeah. But they bought it for us. He's like, yeah, the apple martinis. His wife was like, oh, they made the best apple martinis here. And John's like, I know. I own the restaurant. Which is fucking weird, right? So now there's two apple martinis on the thing. And we're not touching it, right? We're not touching it. But he keeps talking to Jose and blah, blah, blah. So that's done.
Yeah, right? Does Jose seem pretty smart, like a smart guy or like a chill guy?
John?
Jose.
No, he seems like a fucking beathead. Just a beathead, you know what I mean? It's just full of roids.
Yeah.
And then finally they get up and leave, right? Yeah. So now they leave. Here comes Andy Dick.
Oh.
Andy Dick was in this restaurant, and John had no idea.
Wow.
Because if he did, he probably would have had it kicked out, right?
Yeah.
Andy's fucked up. He's drunk, right? And this is the best part, I'm telling you. Like I said, they just got into a fight at the Laugh Factory. And by the way, I'm not starting any rumors out here.
No,
he put this out there already.
Oh,
John has already done interviews and talked about this. And he's even said, my friend Joe Coy was right there with me. So we're sitting there, and here comes Andy Dick with his, you know, his entourage, right? By the way, his entourage is really nice. You know what I mean? And he just walks up, he's like, hi, John.
So Andy Dick.
He goes, hi, John. He's like, how are you doing? And he's right? And he goes, are you going to drink these apple martinis? And John's like, get the fuck out of here. I'm getting lost in the voices right now. But he's like, get the fuck out of here. And he stands up. This is the funniest shit because this fight's about to happen, but it's not, right? And he's like, whatever, you're not going to drink it. I'm going to drink it. And he sticks his fucking hands in both martinis and pulls the apples out and eats them. Eats the apples, right? Wow. And now he's just chewing it like that. And then the fucking liquor's pouring out of his mouth. And he's holding these two martini glasses. He goes, I guess you're not going to drink them. So I'll drink them. He's like, just get the fuck out of here. Get him out of here now.
Wow.
The bus boys are coming. All these, the wait staff is coming. He's like, whatever. You're so mad. What did I do? I put the Phil Hartman hex on you. Oh. It was fucked up, right? Oh. And that pit, when he said that, John fucking went ape shit. Get the fuck out of here. How dare you get the fuck out of here? I have no idea what they're fighting about.
Wow.
They had to pull, they had to hold him. Like, okay, he drank the martinis. They're gone already, right? So he puts it back on the table. And now he's kind of like just laying, right? Because he's got four dudes holding him from head to toe. You know what I mean? Like, he's laying on a sea of hands.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like it's a musical and he's saying bye. Right.
Oh, totally.
You know what I mean? So he's being pulled
it's
out
like
this.
Human Uber.
Yeah. And he's like, I'll see you later, John. Ooh. And he does this like fingertip. Ooh. And that was the whole evening.
Wow.
And I remember sitting there going, did this fucking happen? And John was so mad. He's like, ooh, I hate him. I hate him so much.
Are you still friends with John?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Andy Dick's one of a kind, man.
Yes, he is.
I love Andy Dick.
Yeah. He offered to blow me one time. I was in Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm walking to a strip club. I didn't even know he was in town, right? And he had like this little hench woman that kind of worked with him, like a young assistant. And I think that he would use the henchwoman to like get you into bed with her, and then he would like snuck in.
Yeah. He'll sneak at the bottom of the sheets.
Yeah.
Hey guys, hungry?
I got two apples. and then 3 years later, I'm in Shreveport, Louisiana again working. I go to the same strip club. Andy Dick is at the strip club again. And is like starts talking to me, wants to blow me. I'm like, dude, don't you remember 3 years ago? We were right here and I told you no. Same spot, bro.
Wow. So how was it?
Never
was it a good beat? Oh, sure.
But I considered it because the girl was cute.
Oh.
Different girl both times, yeah. But he had like an assistant.
Would you rather get a BJ from John Travolta or Andy Dick?
Oh, good question. I'll give you $100 on that one.
John Travolta
just because there's probably going to be like tigers or something in the background.
Tigers.
Andy Dick, you're going to have to pay for his Uber to get home probably. Well, if you haven't seen Joe Coy's new special, you need to go check it out now.
It's on Netflix. Joe Coy live from Seattle. And like I said before, if you want to catch Joe touring the nation, go to joecoy.com and get your tickets to see Joe. So Joe, we are now at the final tally, so to speak, of the points.
You're losing. By 50.
Okay. You have a chance to win, that means.
Okay.
Oh, nice. How do we do that?
Well, we fight.
We fight to the end.
Theo and I will reenact the John Lovitz, Andy Dick fight. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
All right. Do the best John Lovitz impersonation.
Okay.
Wow. That was awful.
Oh, well, it was
that
a practice.
And
that was my bad one. I haven't done my good one yet. Okay. All right, we'll do John Lovitz then.
Oh, God.
Okay. Ordering food at McDonald's. And let me tell you why ordering food at McDonald's. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Because John Lovitz is in love with McDonald's.
I can see.
He knows every number. I'm not even joking. We used to play this game on the road where I'd say number 10. He'd be like, that's a double cheeseburger. I get that biggie size with the Sprite.
Okay.
Like, I'm not even joking. He knows every single number.
That's fascinating.
So you order something. His favorite meal, by the way, is the two cheeseburger meal.
Ooh, I love
that.
That's
his favorite,
meal.
But no pickles. He doesn't like pickles.
Fun fact.
Really? I get extra pickles and ketchup, and it comes with apple pies usually if you get them.
Well, not if Andy Dick's around.
Right, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, then I'm going to order at McDonald's like John Lovitz. All right.
Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you?
Hello.
Is Carol Channing there too?
Hey, leave me alone, sir. This is a two-way radio.
Go ahead and your order, please. What would you like to order, please?
Yes. I want
Jimmy Cagney's
A number two. Please.
Did you want that a big size?
No pickles.
No pickles.
No pickles.
What did you want to drink, sir?
Diet Coke.
Please.
Why is he wearing a fedora?
Jeez.
Mom, I'll drive around.
Okay, yeah, that'll be $4.95. Just drive around. So. Thank you.
Tiny dick to fuck off.
Oh, it's the pig, it's the penguin from Batman.
A little there. Chief Wiggum, too.
I'll drive around.
Wow.
All right, that was pretty good.
Well,
round of applause. That was pretty good. Thank you.
That was pretty good.
Right, thank you, guys.
You're right. Welcome to McDonald's. How can I help you?
I'm John Lovitz. I want pickles. No, I don't like pickles. I like double cheese. Give me a double cheese. Got it?
Okay, double cheeseburger. No pickles.
Make it four cheese.
Oh,
four I want cheese. Four cheese. Because four like cheese to, is more like, than two cheese.
What would you like to drink, sir?
I would like everything. One of everything. One of everything. Please. I'm John Lovitz.
Was that Richard Nixon? I'm John Lovitz at the end. What the fuck,
I'm John
bro?
Lovitz.
Just in case pull people forward. Forget.
Mr. Hod. Please pull forward, Mr. Lovitz.
Okay.
That was good.
Okay, stop, bro.
I'm John Lovitz.
Matt won.
Yeah!
Oh! Yeah. Matt won. Yeah.
Why, bro? Was so monotone. He had nothing, and he ordered pickles. Well,
but when was the last time we heard John Lovitz go?
Yeah, like he had a cigar in his mouth. Like, hey,
he had dental work done. You guys are piece of shit.
Hey, I'll take the pickle.
Yeah. Sure.
Well, thank you for the win.
That was so much fun.
I will probably take that. Thank
congratulations.
You for coming in.
400 to 350. I mean, you really.
It's a good game.
That's yeah, a good
that
game.
That was a good game.
Thank you. Game, and again, everybody, check out the special, Joe Coy Life.
And if you're going to Netflix and chill to something, dude, do it to Joe Coy special.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. You know?
What's
tweet
the hashtag
us.
They can use? Yeah.
Yes.
What's the hashtag they can use for that?
J-O-K-O-Y.
J-O-K-O-Y and chill.
And chill.
And tweet us and let us know how you're. Experience.
Yeah, send us a picture. Nothing too lewd. Maybe just like 4 feet.
Yeah.
You know, the television screen.
Yeah,
in the
maybe
background.
Your toes. Maybe just your toes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sheets by the ankles.
Yeah.
Toes spread in front of the TV.
I
with
like
me.
That.
With me, like.
Yeah.
Done. Totally delivering something.
Joe Coy and chill, bro. Joe Coy and chill.
All right. Thanks for coming
I love
in,
you
Joe.
Guys. Thank you, bro.
Bye, guys.